Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Henderson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws May out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Dent moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Duffy. Dent scores. Kelly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Lee reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to third. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Skip Pitlock now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Lowenstein moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is hit by the pitch. Cy Acosta now pitching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick is walked intentionally. Liss moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta juggles the ball. That's an error on Acosta. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.